Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Walker straight through. Walker into the backfield. He's got Cherry Evans. Flip pass, Benji style. Comes to Cherry Evans and he scores. So 54-24. They're dancing on the sidelines. And Dylan Walker has been superb in this second period. It is now 46-0 in this second half. Woodsy, I've got a feeling the record that I can remember is 48-0.
What about this boy? He's gone straight through the middle of the fence and just done a, as you said, Benji Marshall flick pass. Great trailing from Cherry Evans back on the inside. And, mate, there's not much these Titans can do. You know, they had the ball down the other end. They were on the line trying to score a try against Manly and a terrible intercept finish gave him a 20-metre restart. And Manly just ran back, sprinted back, young Ben Trbojevic, and just got a quick tap and took the set on. And, mate, the Titans have been their own worst enemies this second half.
We'll leave it to the experts like David Milden for Nine and the Fox people, and they'll tell us. But I've got this feeling Newcastle led the Cowboys 48-0 about in the Joey era at half-time. That might be the most points scored in the modern era in a half of football. Well, Manly have got 46, and it's about to be 48 because the kick is in front. One of the most stunning halves of football we have seen.
Dan, I reckon there's still another try in them, if not two.
Well, they're in party mode. They're enjoying themselves.
This is unbelievable. Unless Ruben Garrick wants to hurry up with his goal kicking.
If Ruben
Garrick is going to cost them.
He's cost them 3 or 4 minutes.
Tell me about it.
He's got 4 tries. He doesn't care. Olakau'atu, Cherry Evans, who scored that one, just the 5th try score. Garrick 4, Trbojevic 3, Saab 2, Olakau'atu and Cherry Evans 1 each. There's the kick. It's good. It's 56-24, Gordon Tallis.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, I was talking about halftime, the stats at halftime. You know, I think Tommy had eight runs and young Jaden Campbell had 7. Well, he's had 1 in the second half. That means that Manly haven't even had to do a long kick. I think they've kicked it once this whole half and they kicked it into touch. So Manly's been so dominant. It's been an amazing... I tell you, mate, what the Titans did in the first half, Manly doubled it in the second.
Well, just think about this. The Titans are 3.5 minutes away from going error-free with the ball for the entire game, and they're going to lose by 30-plus. Here's a restart. Up they go. Batted back. Titans have it. Here's Fifita. And Fifita is stopped here by his Origin teammate, Cherry Evans. Now comes across here from Fogarty, getting it on to Stone. Ball comes out the back, penalty, Gold Coast. So the ball is tapped here by Fogarty, and they sit back the Manly defence, let him come to them, and Fogarty will play 28 metres out. Man, where is this result going to leave the Titans? Leaves them 4 points from the top eight, but boy, it's going to be a scarring experience, this. They let the Roosters off the hook last week, and so disappointing today. Now, Fogarty out to the right side for Herbert. Herbert inside Parker, but the scramble for Manly is relentless. Trbojevic, Ben, there with Kieran Foran. Jaden Campbell picks it up and runs. He's going to have a dart. Oh, he almost gets there. He's 1 metre out. 4 tackles gone. Played back now to Clark. Clark throws it across to Fogarty, rolls in a kick, and Tom Trbojevic just happily bats it out the back. So it looks like he's going to make it to the 80 minutes, and Gold Coast will get another chance. 56-24, Manly.
Still complete 100%, Dan. Nice little kick in behind from Fogarty. Didn't really ask too many questions that set, but, you know, they've got to repeat here now. You know, anything they can get out of this, they need to just get some positives and work and try, get a try going into next week now.
Now, we've got to give the 3 McNuggets. We'll give them to Tom for man of the match.
Yeah, he's been good today.
Yeah. Who gets you 2 McNuggets?
I've really liked the work Dylan Walker's done off the bench.
Okay, and who gets the 1 McNugget? Here's a short restart, which is not going to go the 10. Rolling. No, it stops a metre short. Gold Coast penalty, 10 metres out.
My 1 McNugget will go to Big Paseka.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it has been good, 170 metres. Gordy. Oh, hang on, let's just call this. Here's Taylor now, scampering, then cutting back infield. Throws it on to Fodawaker. Fodawaker stands in the tackle and is put down. in front of the post, 9 metres out, 80 seconds to go. Comes now here to Clark. He runs into a dead end, throws it back. Might have come off a manly hand, that. No, comes to Fotowaker, still the second tackle. Shrugs off the defender, and he lost it. And there it is.
Gone.
The perfect record is gone. It's all over. It took 79 minutes for the Titans to make an error. And there it is. Fotowaker trying to throw a desperate pass. Gordon Tallis, now over to you.
Yeah, I reckon Kieran Foran today, just watching him live, you know, he's had a lot of body problems, you know, he's had a lot of injuries, but he looks to be free and his body's holding up at the moment because I think he's been one of Manly's best as well.
He has been good. He's having a good year quietly, Kieran Foran, the 12th game of the year. Body holding up, touch wood. So 30 seconds to go here. They got one more in there. Here's to power. To power at the line. Throws to Cherry Evans. Shrugs off a defender. Throws it out to Sun. Runs over halfway as he runs down the right wing. Now just takes the tackle. Oh, but then he flicked it out that nobody saw coming. Away to Harper. Harper down the middle. Up to the 30. He keeps it alive. To power. Oh, this could be something. Now to Foran. Puts it a kick. Garrick chasing. Looking for five.
Please.
No. It's taken over the sideline by the winger, Gregory Marju. But that ends a simply unbelievable 40 minutes of football. Manly have outscored the Titans 48-0 after trailing at halftime 24-8. The smiles could not be any wider on the faces of these Seagulls, and 14,500 people have seen a remarkable performance. And they will not forget the Sunday afternoon they turned up and saw Tom Trbojevic put on 4 try assists and score 3 tries. What a day. 56-24. Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up on the other side of this. Triple M rocking Sunday footy for Ream Hot Water and for Maccas.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Olakau'atu will play just right on the post. Here's Croker to the left to Walker. Deep pass forward. Oh. Quick hands for Tom. Out to Parker. Parker gets it on to Garrick. Garrick's got 4.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
15 is done and dusted. A spectacular afternoon. Parramatta beating Canterbury 36-10. Blowout in the end, but geez, Canterbury tested them for about 60 minutes there. Gold Coast led Manly 24-8, and the final score, Manly 56-24. And Aaron Woods, we were talking in the break, if the goal kickers are on song, we could have had over 90 points in this game. Gold Coast, 5 tries, Manly 11. What an incredible day.
Unbelievable, Dan. I'm absolutely blown away. Wanted the Gold Coast Titans to win today, for us Sharkies to keep close with Manly, but after half time, it was just one-way traffic. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. 48 points in one half of footy. It was dead set the Tom Trbojevic show. I know we said he was quiet up until half time. As you said, the commentators cursed. We've dead set mocked him, and he's come out, and he's absolutely killed it.
Gordy, we get floggings, unfortunately, all too often, but have you ever seen anything like this where a team has had the ball for 18 straight minutes?
Not really. Not after the first half from the Titans. They had all the ball. They completed at 100%. Manly looked tired. Tom was injured. You're thinking, it's going to have to be a miracle at halftime with Desi. And we know he's a great coach and he's got a fair bit of that magic dust. But it was going to have to be a turnaround, and it was a turnaround in attitude. And it's very hard to do. And then all of a sudden they come out in the second half and it was a different Manly side. And the Titans missed the gun, missed the start. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened at halftime, but that's for those guys to work out. But it was a dominant second half from Manly. But, the Titans last week, they shouldn't have won and they shouldn't have lost. And today is a game that they shouldn't have lost. At halftime, they had everything in their favour. They were in the battle, and it wasn't cheap points because they worked pretty hard for their points. I know it was a kicking game, but you got to defend the kicks. They worked pretty hard for all their points. There was no long-range, you know, intercept tries and mistakes because Manly were actually having a go. But it was just a mirroring first half to second half. But Manly were better, and they just held the football, and it was so dominant.
The only real positives, Gordy, I can see for the Titans. Jaden Campbell is just growing every week. And Greg Marju's got something as well on the wing. Good performances from those two.
Yeah, look, Preston Sunner is absolutely fantastic. He is a bit light on, obviously, but the way he moves, the confidence, you can see that he's got an NRL career. He's a little bit light on. Tommy did get at him when he's on the line, but it happens with Dufty. It happens with everybody early in their career. But once he starts to fill out that body, he's 6'2", and once he fills out that body, there's no doubt that he's got a position here. And, you know, and the Titans, I don't know why, you know, and I don't know why players go away from what works for them. They were, like, their first 40 minutes was dominant. And as what you said, it's the best 40 minutes I've watched the Titans put in for a long, long time. And then, you know, the toss-up, they're probably worse for 40 minutes of the year. I just don't get it. When you've worked really hard to get yourself in a position to win the game that, you know, you can let it go so easy.
Well, here's the ladder after 15 rounds. Now, half the comp has had a bye, so take that into account. But Melbourne and Penrith on top, 26. Parramatta and South on 24. South have had a bye, so 11 wins and 3 losses, but only 2 points off the top. Roosters, after going down heavily, remain in fifth on 20. Manly up to 18. Then there's a gap. So we've really got a top six that's established. You've got the Dragons, the Sharks, and the Cowboys all on 14. Your Sharks in eighth place, Woodsy. So not a bad for and against. Minus 44. Didn't sound great, but significantly better than the Cowboys and all the teams below you. So you got a nice draw as well. So it's there for you. It's certainly there for you. Cowboys 14, as I said. Canberra 12, Warriors 12, Knights 12. The Titans, they... 13th now. They're on 10 with the Tigers. And then, the Bulldogs, they've had a bye. They are on top of Brisbane, but Brisbane have their bye to come. They're both on 6 points, but significantly the Bulldogs have a better for and against after the Broncos were smashed by South and Canterbury lost by 20 fewer points. So if Canterbury can flum a win somewhere, then they might just have Brisbane in that wooden spoon position, but that's just about it. He went all right, didn't he, Gordy? Aaron Woods, not a bad debut.
Fantastic. Hey, mate, front rowers are my type of men. They eat, they cut through the rubbish. They don't like wingers.
Yes,
okay,
definitely
they don't
not.
Like the pretty stuff, mate, and we don't like the pretty stuff.
Yeah, but he gave a point to Taniela Paseka, mate. He ignored four. We're into mainly, the great blocker roach. Is one of the all-time great fellas, but he would have done that too. Always front rowers first.
What about his break off the kickoff that set up that try? Yeah.
Look, that was pretty good.
Dan Manley, listen, Tommy and all the boys, but they went in the game until their forwards rolled up the sleeves early in the second half and started running.
That's
out.
True. All right.
Exactly right.
Rugby League week ratings, 9.5 out of 10 for you, isn't it? Well done.
Take anything.
Gordy, safe trip up the M1. We will talk to you all again. A Friday night, Maroons got the call, the Women's Origin, and then Sunday night, Suncorp Stadium. We've got that one, and can't wait with the teams about to be announced. New South Wales in 45 minutes and Queensland tomorrow morning. Triple M rocking the footy. Here are the highlights. It'll take about 13 minutes to get in all the tries.
Triple M NRL halftime highlights.
Campbell got there first though, and if he gets it down, it's a Gold Coast try.
Keeps it low to Thompson Boy, gets dummies and goes through. Here comes Tom May. Oh! He has just ripped it out of the hands of Jaden Campbell and scored. Oh, back on the Titans. They must score. Comes out of the winger. Marshall's in. Marshall's over. Throws to Campbell. Rolls in a kick. Absolutely brilliant. Greg Marju is on his own. He takes it and plants it down. In the end goal, it's going to be a try. It's Herbert. It's another. And it's Jaden Campbell. Throws to Peachy. Surveys. Rolls in a kick. Fafita. Yes. Fafita scores.
Gives it to Cherry Evans. A wild pass, but it bounces nicely for Saab. Runs down the sideline. Burns away. Then he steps inside Campbell and scores. Coker fires it left to forward. Keeps it going to Tom. Tom shovels it on. Ruben Garrick scores.
Here comes the Wolf. And they've got numbers here. Comes out to Cherry Evans. Shakes off the defence. Rolls in a kick. Saab's got a double. On to forward. On to two. A magnificent cutout pass. And Ruben Garrick goes over.
Here's Tom Trbojevic. Well, he doesn't score, but you know what he does. He just puts it on the chest of Ruben Garrick, and now he gets a hat-trick. Plays a 10-out centre field. Croker on the top. And Tom, like a front rower, just scores. Here's Croker to the left to Walker. Deep pass forward. Quick hands to Tom. Out to Parker. Parker gets it on the Garrick. Garrick's got four. On the Cherry Evans. Rolls in a kick. That's got a bit of heat on it. But Ola Kawatu gets there and gets it down. They're going to get 50. Walker straight through. Walker into the backfield. He's got Cherry Evans. Benji style. Comes to Cherry Evans and he scores. But that ends a simply unbelievable 40 minutes of football.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.